It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the book of 2 Timothy, we are continuing our teaching series on the book of 2 Timothy, chapter by chapter and verse by verse. This is the teaching on the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, part 2. The book of 2 Timothy, penned by the Apostle Paul, who was once called Saul of Tarsus in the Scriptures. Saul of Tarsus was known as the persecutor of the early church, according to the book of Acts and the book of Galatians and other places in the New Testament Scriptures. Saul of Tarsus, the Christian persecutor, was converted on the road to Damascus in Acts chapter 9 by the love of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. This is Paul the Apostle, who also penned a total of 14 New Testament epistles or letters. Also, 2 Timothy is known as one of the pastoral epistles, along with 1 Timothy here in 2 Timothy and the book of Titus. The pastoral epistles emphasize church order and church doctrine. And this book of 2 Timothy is also the swan song of the Apostle Paul, written approximately 68 AD before his martyrdom by Emperor Nero, where Paul suffered decapitation for the cause of Christ. And this book of 2 Timothy teaches personal references and charges to Timothy for the ministry. It also outlines the gospel and the gospel ministry. It teaches apostasy, false teachers, things that will happen in the last days, and admonitions and warnings for the local church. This is the teaching on the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, part 2. Verse 7 further describes them as these individuals are ever learning, having knowledge increased, but have no fruit. 1 Corinthians teaches that knowledge puffeth up. We can have all the knowledge in the world, but that will not cause an individual to make it into the kingdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 teaches, though I have all knowledge and have not charity or godly love, I am nothing. Verses 8 through 9 give two examples of individuals by name who were apostates, who had this form of godliness on the outside, but were corrupt on the inside, Jannes and Jambres. You can read about them in the book of Exodus, chapter 7. These were the wicked priests that resisted Moses and Aaron and tried to duplicate the miracles of Moses and Aaron in order to discredit and stop Moses from delivering the children of Israel from Egypt. Verses 10 through 11. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Here Timothy is being encouraged by Paul to know that Paul has credentials. Paul's credentials were not named from the seminary that he would go to. Paul's credentials were not named by his degrees or his knowledge or who he knows or may not know. His credentials were the fruit of his life, the sufferings he endured. And in verse 10, he gives reference to Timothy that, Timothy, you know my lifestyle, my faith, purpose. You've seen my charity, patience, and long-suffering. And Timothy, in verse 11, you know how I suffered for the cause of Christ. This suffering in verse 11 can be found cross-referenced in Acts 13 and Acts 14. Throughout all these persecutions of Paul, throughout all of his stonings, his arrests, his betrayals, all listed in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and throughout the book of Acts, Paul states that God delivered him out of them all. Scripture teaches in Psalm 34, verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Fear not, for God is with us. And if God be for you, who can be against you? The same Lord that delivered Daniel from the lion's den loves you and will deliver you. The same Lord that delivered Jeremiah from the miry pit is the same Lord that loves you and will deliver you. The same Lord that delivered Paul and Silas from jail for false imprisonment is the same Lord that loves you and will deliver you. Verses 12 through 13. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Here we see yet another reference to the persecution and suffering of Paul. Throughout the Pauline epistles, you will find numerous references to suffering. Not only is Paul encouraging Timothy and others that he wrote to, but Paul is letting us know that suffering, persecution, afflictions, and such like are a part of the Christian journey. It's a part of our Christian package, for we now have bullseyes on our back and on our front, and the enemy is using us as target practice to take us out, because he does not want us to be salt and light and make a difference in this world to the furtherance of the gospel. Verse 12 teaches that all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Verse 13 teaches that evil men will become worse and worse as they reap what they sow. Daniel chapter 12, verse 9 through 10 teach about the last days, and particularly verse 10 states, many shall be purified and made white and tried, tested, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. In these last days, the righteous shall suffer, and the wicked will wax worse and worse with increased deception based on their sinful life. It blinds their eyes from the righteousness that the Holy Spirit is trying to lead them down that particular path. Verse number 14, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Here, once again, Paul is giving Timothy an assurance, saying that, Timothy, I want you to be assured of what you've heard and from the source, that I, Paul, personally suffered these things that I am teaching you on. And I, Paul, personally, and an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I am giving you firsthand information from on high. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10, Paul says the same thing to the church at Thessalonica, where he is teaching them that you know my lifestyle and you know who I am. Therefore, I desire that you hear me and receive me. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10 states, "Ye are witnesses, and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe." Here again, Paul is letting the church of Thessalonica know that you know my life. You know my manner of speech. You know who I am. And what I'm telling you is authenticated by my life in Christ. Verses 15 through 17. "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Here in verse 15, Paul is appealing to Timothy, telling him again that you've known the scriptures from childhood. And these particular scriptures were able to keep you until the day that you gave your life to Christ. And that these scriptures in verse 16 are inspired by the Lord. That these scriptures are profitable for doctrine, which means teaching, which means restoration, and for instruction and teaching in righteousness on how to live a righteous and holy life in the Lord. Verse 17 culminates that these scriptures are able to perfect you, Timothy, able to sculpt you into being the man of God that you're meant to be and complete with all good works unto the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 21 give teaching on how the scriptures are even more true and more reliable than an eyewitness account. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16 states, "For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.' And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." What Peter is saying in the scripture is that he and James and John were on the Mount of Transfiguration, and they saw Jesus Christ as he was transfigured, as the glory of God shone upon him, and as Elijah and Moses stood by him in the vision. They were eyewitnesses to that, heard the voice of God say, "This is my well-beloved Son." And Peter is saying, even in that vision and that audible sound voice from the Lord, The scriptures are a more sure word than what we saw. For the scriptures were not written by the whims and will of man, but by the perfection and the unction of the Holy Spirit. The scriptures are a more sure account than an eyewitness of the transfiguration of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 17, "Sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth." Jesus taught man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. The scriptures are 100% complete, 100% accurate. And Jesus Christ said in the book of Matthew, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." Paul is encouraging Timothy to know that the scriptures are complete and the scriptures are without error. This is the teaching on the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, part 2. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from His love and kindness, I invite you to pray this prayer with me today. This prayer of salvation, this prayer of rededication. Won't you pray this prayer with me today? Oh God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised Him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.